Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
And Del Ola. Why doesn't he say your name?
I don't think there's a priority for me.
Well, Del, your name matters.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think they actually sent it out to him. I think Michael just went in and, because the guy just sends drops of what he says, so Michael just put one together where Lance's attention was.
Well, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. It hurts my feelings.
Does it? I don't feel like you're hurt by many things that exclude me.
Are you, John? Are you?
Are you? Are you though?
Are you though?
By the way, friend, you mentioned that's a drop from Mary. Mary's a huge Ryan Cushing fan. Like, sent from a kid's. Like, and so she sent a tweet of her wearing her Brian Cushing jersey, getting ready for the game. I was like, I think you need an intervention at this point.
Well, did she shoot up anything? But
I don't
before the game.
No, but to be fair, I think a lot of it comes from when she was a kid. He was strong and had a big square jaw. She's like, oh, that's a handsome man. So yeah. I love him.
But yeah,
I would say
no. I like Brian Cushing too. I didn't care about his strong jaw. It was stronger than it should have been. I know that.
It was aided by something.
Right.
Overtraining's jaw.
Overtrained jaw. Hey, let's play Beat the Limo Guy for the first time this year. And Justin and I have been talking about it. What can we do? There's no games, okay? There's no concerts to send anybody to. He said, well, how about this? We'll send them to a restaurant. We'll send them to a nice restaurant. And so we went called Arthur and Lacey over there at Del Frisco's, Patrick and Nick and all the great people over there. And how about a $200 gift card to Del Frisco's restaurant in the Galleria? And my friends, that is nice, nice, nice. You can make a lot of points with your wife if you get that. Justin is joining us here on ESPN 97.5. What's up, pal?
What's going on? Good to have a little football back and be back with you guys.
How about that? We got some football to watch and football to gamble or watch. And here we go, and we're going to have some fun, and we're going to – now, okay, so – I don't know. I know Tillman has been pretty hurt by the coronavirus, but you own a limo company. Nobody's going and taking any limos anywhere since you can't be with a bunch of people. You own Warehouse Live, which you can't have any concerts because they won't let people all gather there. Rise, which is 17 years now in construction, is supposed to be opening up, right? But you can't do that either. So this has been. How's it been for you? How's coronavirus treating you there, Justin?
Not so good. I'm probably not on the level of Tillman, but we're getting through it. Things are starting to pick up a little bit. Warehouse Live is opening back up tonight. No national bands are really touring, so we're just doing a bunch of local stuff, tribute bands and stuff like that. We can go to 50% capacity, but we're just going to keep it at 25% just to keep everybody safe. Limo business is picking up a little bit. Not much going on. Looks like some dynamos opening up, maybe some college football. Hopefully the Texans will go to 25%. And mostly all we're doing is people just bored of being inside and renting some limos and driving around town just for nights out on the town right now.
No, that's good. Well, that at least you get a little something for you. So blackhorselimo.com if you want that. Warehouse Live and Rise, the largest retractable roof in the world for a non-sports venue. How about that?
North America.
I'm going to say the world. I don't care. If it's North America, it might as well be the world.
True story.
So Trash Ass Lance left the door open here, Del. That's what Trash Ass Lance does. So you could hear people screaming over there. Anyway, so we're going to play Beat the Limo Guy, and you're going to play against Jackie. Do you know Jackie?
I'm not for sure that I do.
Okay, well, Jackie's on Twitter, and he really says a lot of dumb things. So you should know him, but Jackie.
I probably do.
Jackie is. By the way, Jackie is a guy. That's a girl's name, but it's a guy. Just so you know. So don't say anything like, oh, it's good to see her or anything like that. It's good to hear from her. Nothing like that. But Jackie is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Jackie.
What's up, Johnny boy?
How you doing, pal?
I'm fine.
How did you get in at number 7?
I've got a system.
You, I bet you do. I bet you. What do you? Is it you? Wait. Is it 1, 2, 3? Go. Do it.
Yeah. Just 1, 1,000, 2, 1,000.
Oh, it's a complex system. Okay. Well, I don't want to get that deep.
I don't
want
to get into the whole thing.
No. Right. It sounds too complicated for us. Anyway, so Jackie's gonna play. Jackie, you're down in. What are you doing? What are you playing there, Jackie?
That's not me.
Is that you, Justin?
What's that?
That music in the background?
I have no music.
Tell you don't know what it is either, huh?
It's not me.
It's not you? It's not me? I don't know what that is, but I like it. I kind of like it a little
bit. Show music.
So, Jackie, tell everybody what you do for a living. You clean pools, right?
I own a pool company. We do service, repairs, remodels, whatever.
Okay. Now, he's down in the Galveston area, Justin.
Seabrook.
Well, same thing. So... Is that not too far for you, is it?
We're not
quite a way. I don't think it's going to be an issue anyway.
We're in Seabrook. Colorado doesn't know.
Seabrook, Galveston,
I know where Seabrook is. It's pretty far still.
It's far. It's far for Justin, but you're okay with it, Justin?
Well, I don't think it'll be an issue anyway. I doubt he wins.
Oh! First stone is cast. Oh, my goodness. How about that? Here we go. So, all right, Justin cast the first stone. He without, he does have picking sins. But, let's go then and let's see. Jackie, have you been studying?
Yeah, I'm on it.
You're on it. All right, so let's play Beat the Limo Guy. Of course, the limo guy always gets the first pick. So, Justin, who you got?
You know what? Let's start out with the total and take Carolina under.
Carolina under, that under over is 48 under. Are you writing these down though? You got it. Okay, so you're taking Raheel's place this year to write them down. Okay, so under Carolina 48. Jackie,
I'm gonna take the Eagles -6 over Washington.
The Eagles are -6 as we speak against the Washington football team. So hey, actually that one worked. That actually is the real name of them.
Yeah, as opposed to what Berman would do every time.
Or what I would always, the Chicago football playing team. Right, now they're the Washington football team. Justin?
Let's try another total and take Arizona over.
Arizona Cardinals at this point of our lives are over 48, playing the San Francisco 49ers. Jackie?
We'll take the Cowboys -3, I believe.
The Cowboys are -2.5 as we speak, right, which is even better for you. -2.5 against the Los Angeles football Rams. And Justin?
Let's go with, I heard you guys talking about it and you did like it, but let's take Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas football team, football Raiders, at this point in our lives, the Las Vegas Raiders are -3. -3 points against Carolina. Jackie?
I will take the Steelers -the points.
Steelers, at this point, are -6 at the New York football Giants. -6. Justin?
This feels kind of dirty, but let me take the Browns.
Ooh, the Cleveland Browns.
John, what jacket are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing the Cleveland Browns jacket right now. Is that why you're doing that?
That's got to be fate.
It is fateful. The Cleveland Browns right now in our lives are +7.5 against the Ravens, +7.5. Jackie?
I will take the Titans -the points over the Broncos.
The Titans are playing the Denver football Broncos, and they are -2.5 at the Broncos. Is that 5 or 4? That's four.
That's
okay,
four.
One more. Our last pick, Justin.
Let's go with Tampa Bay +3.5.
Tampa is at New Orleans, +3.5 at New Orleans. And Jackie, our final pick.
I will take the. Actually, I'll take the Ravens -the points.
the Ravens minus the points. I believe, my friends, that would be a
double banger.
Double banger. Two banging double picks right there.
He lives on.
Rest in peace.
The entire reason I picked that.
That was the only reason to get the double banger. You didn't have the...
Well, that's because that's you. You want you in it, too?
Yes, I want the whole... You said, we need all the sound.
I pulled the one where you're not in it because you weren't there that day. It's the cleanest audio I could find.
No, we want...
You always ruin reels.
No, we want the... Explosions. It's a double banger.
Double
we need explosions.
Banger.
Double banger. Two banging double picks right there.
Well, I had to go through like 3 years of shows to find it.
That was so weak, double banger.
Well, you should have added your own voice. You're
we
already
need
here.
The noise.
You're here for the noise. That's your job.
Oh my!
The live version. You are actually here to do that.
Terrible. Oh my God! Our first double banger of the year, and it's not no. There were no explosions.
Yeah, because you didn't add them.
What kind of double banger has no explosions? Zero. Okay. Jackie. Congrats, you got to go clean pools. Go get it.
By the way, in all the excitement, what was Jackie's pick again? Ravens?
Oh, Ravens plus seven, minus seven and a half. Ravens
so,
minus seven.
So we have Justin, Carolina under 48, Arizona over 48, Raiders minus three, Browns plus seven and a half, Bucks plus three and a half, Jackie, Eagles minus six, Cowboys at two, minus two and a half, Steelers minus six, Titans two, minus two and a half, and Ravens minus six. Is that correct?
Ravens minus seven and a half.
Ravens minus seven and a half.
Minus seven and a half. Yeah, and that's it. And there you have it. Our first. And, Jackie, who are you going to take to Del Frisco's if you win? Clint?
Well, I'm going to take my wife. Hell, I'm not taking Clint because I texted him to get some picks and he ghosted me.
So he's not going. That's all
no,
there is
he's
to
not
it.
Going.
No. No, Clint. I thought you and Clint might not have a nice, quiet dinner at Del Frisco's beautiful setting.
Well, it could have been.
It could have been, but he's guess what? He's out. So you're going to take your wife. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you win, Amber, because Clint doesn't respond. Jackie, we appreciate it. Thanks as always, pal.
All right. Later, fellas.
And Justin, blackhorselimo.com, blackhorselimo.com, or warehouselive.com. See what the shows are. Local shows, huh? Are they their covers?
Yeah, we have. We actually have a national one tonight. The lead singer of your favorite band, L.A. Guns, is coming in doing acoustic. But after that, they're mostly covers. We'll probably be having shows Fridays and Saturdays, and that's it. Hey, by the way, congrats on your hole-in-one yesterday.
How about that? How about a hole-in-one? These guys don't even know what that means, okay?
I know what it means.
That's you know terrible. What it means, but you don't know how big a deal it was. I've made mention twice, and you just ignored it.
Oh, I don't care about your life. That's all that's about.
That's true. You don't care about anything I do. But, yeah, my first ever. How many you got, Justin? How many holes-in-one?
I got zero.
Zero holes-in-one. Well, crushing you, aren't I? Crushing you.
I got 10 years to catch you, though.
You do have. You got a good 10 years to catch me. All right, man. We appreciate it, as always.
All right. Take care, guys.
BlackHorseLimo.com and Del Frisco's. How about that? Jackie,
it's
good luck.
Nice.
Yeah, a nice Del Frisco's dinner.
I'm going to ruin it with
the steak.
Ruin it with bringing your wife, but oh, well.
Right.
I'm sure Amber's nice. But
Amber's a very nice person.
But you could have picked.
Maybe just Amber should go, I want it, and I'm going to go with my girlfriend or another guy.
Yeah, in this scenario, Jackie's going to be ruining it for Amber.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, she's like, do you have to go?
I mean, can I just go?
Can I just take that? I mean, you are my husband. I can just, that's mine too.
Yeah, what's yours is mine.
Or I could go, she could say, well, I give me half of it. And I'll go by myself.
Do they split? Because
that'll be more enjoyable.
Do they split up gift cards now?
Yes. Well, you use 100, and then I'll go and use the other 100.
That won't get awkward.
No, no. So that's good. Good for them. Good. That's good luck.
And you get a chance next week too. Just probably be listening. What about 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock
ish. Friday.
Yeah, we'll pick a contestant next Friday, 8 o'clock ish. All right, right here on ESPN 97.5, and in about 10 minutes or 15 minutes or so, I'll be on Twitch with my Coors Light Twitch visit of the week. So that'll happen. I see people are on. We got people on. So get on Twitch and I'll be answering. We'll be talking. You can message me and I will have the mic up, right, Del? I'll have the mic up and we can talk.
Normally we don't have it up because these guys say flagrant things during the break. But in this time,
right,
you'll be able to talk to John. He'll be able to talk back to you, and you'll get to hear John Uncensored, if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you got that. Yeah, I can swear, right?
If you'd like, yes.
Yeah, I'd like to. I like to swear. I also like Boomer Naturals. BoomerNaturals.com is the place that you go. Or CVS. How about that? Boomer Naturals got into all the CVSs. They love their masks so much that they said, listen, we'll sell your masks at CVS. That's a drugstore that is, you know, they're all about keeping you healthy. And they picked Boomer Naturals masks to sell at their stores. That is awesome. So that'll just tell you how good those masks are with the nano silver technology, which is second to none. I don't know of any other mask technology. You want to know the truth? I'm really not up on my mask technology, but I do know nano silver. Nano silver lasts a month and is going to keep you protected from all those droplets that could hurt you. So if you're wearing a mask for a reason, because you're trying to stay protected, well, guess what? Stay protected with the best mask in the business, and that mask is BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Granado, BoomerNaturals.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granado.
It's 1017 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Justin says you can't pick the same team, but we're talking about this as a different thing with the win by 3.5 thing. And there's 17 weeks, that's 34 teams. You wouldn't have enough teams to do that. Anyway, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Your Rockets, your Astros, and your Texans all looked lackluster. I think lackluster is maybe the best word for yesterday.
I mean, if you're being honest, the Texans were down 31-7. The Rockets at points in the second half were down 20 or so. I think it was more than lackluster. They were awful. The final score of both those
two
games
hits all day for the Astros
don't indicate what those games were like. You're down 31-7.
Well, when you don't have any offense, it seems like energy. And I don't want to say the Texans didn't play with energy. I just feel like they weren't they spinning their wheel? I mean, offensively, did you feel like, I mean, David Johnson looked pretty good.
They had the one drive. They go up 7-0. After that, it was stuck in mud.
Was Will Fuller's 100-yard receiving game one of the most it didn't affect the game at all? I mean, honestly, how did he have over 100 yards? He had that one long one up the left sideline, right?
Yeah, 8 catches, what, 112?
Yeah, 112 yards. Was that the most inconsequential 100-yard receiving game ever?
You can, depending on how the catches were dispersed, he did it in the midst of scoring 7 points through 3 quarters, or he caught a lot of balls late when the game was out of reach. So, of course, no matter how you look at it, depending on those balls are caught, they didn't lead to anything substantial.
No. And is Will Fuller, did he establish himself that they're okay with him? Listen, when Will Fuller played and DeAndre Hopkins was here, they were a really good offense.
Dynamic, explosive.
Yes. And they scored a lot of points and they were just good. As with Will Fuller as the one, I mean, they were blah.
By the way, as much as the talk was that now that DeAndre's not here, that the ball was going to get sprayed all around, They just decided there's a different number one. Will Fuller's going to get, as long as he's healthy, he's going to get all the targets.
Right, that's it, and it's not nearly as effective
because there's not a Will. As much as we take shots at Will Fuller, I think particularly this show is aware that when he's on the field, he's impactful. They don't have. If you cast Will Fuller in the DeAndre Hopkins role, there is no Will Fuller on the other side. Just have, Randall Cobb, Brandon Cooks. If Will Fuller's your number one, Randall Cobb or Brandon Cooks is supposed to be your new Will Fuller. 2 catches for 23 yards or whatever it was.
Both of them with 2 catches. Boy, yeah, they sure did make yards. A difference with their $8 and $11 million contracts. They sure did make a difference.
And Kenny Stills still getting paid $7 million, well, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
Kenny Stills, Pro Football Focus had Kenny Stills as the worst game of anybody. he played worse offensively than anybody. He had two targets and two drops. Oof. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that receiving core is getting paid a lot of money to stink.
And they stunk. Tommy is here. Let's talk about James Harden. What do you say, Tommy?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's Tommy Stark.
Hey, Tommy
Stark. I'm at home today, and I'm cleaning up the house, and I get to the toilet, and I start thinking about James Harden and the way he's been playing.
Hey, I would usually think about Odell when I, but okay.
Yeah, you know, whatever, you know. It kind of goes hand in hand. Anyway, maybe we've been looking at it wrong, you know, James Harden. As much as Daryl Morey and Thundersticks there in the studio want him to be, you know, Batman, maybe he's more Robin. You know, we can't, you know, I know everybody's been pointing to the stats and he's the greatest scoring leader and whatever, but, you know, if you're at a bar with your boys and you keep taking home ones and twos just that way you can score, you know, that's not really how it works, you know. Anyways, but maybe he's the greatest Robin ever, and we've just been kind of looking at it, hoping that he could be Batman, you know. Maybe we can look at it as that half, you know, what is it, glass half full? I'll hang up. And
yeah, he's such a ball hog, though, and such a scorer, and so that he can't possibly be a Robin.
To be fair, in games...
When Chris Paul was bossing him around, he wanted him out of there, and he won.
In the most meaningful games, he's more like the Rockets' Riddler.
He's more like Butler.
He's a villain sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Gets his own team.
Yeah. What was the Butler's name?
Alfred.
I mean, he just stands around.
Well, Alfred was
he stands around and does nothing Alfred.
No, but even Alfred, since I got to get into my nerd bag because you don't know anything about this stuff, even when Alfred would stand around at the most opportune times, he would do something meaningful. You're insulting Alfred by comparing him to James Harden.
Well, James does sometimes he does.
The most important times?
No, never. Never. Never at the most important time. Here's the deal. I mean, listen, we talked a little bit about this earlier with Mike D'Antoni. And, okay, so you had to give a two-year extension to D'Antoni, to Dusty Baker, or to Bill O'Brien. Which one would you choose?
I don't like the options, and that's the point. If we're talking about path to championship,
you have to give a two-year extension. I gave it to D'Antoni over the other two.
To be honest, I guess it's D'Antoni because I don't. Yeah, I mean,
well,
I can't.
Here's
give
the
you
deal.
I can't give you a real reason, but
The Rockets are just not good enough, and that's on Daryl Morey.
That's true.
This is on Daryl Morey. He has had talent, the likes of Kyle Lowry, who we see does have the clutch gene. He has had talent like the Goran Dragic, who does have the clutch.
He's been really good in these playoffs.
He's been really good in these playoffs. He has had Dwight. He's had so many guys come through here and go. He's had so many opportunities. He had an opportunity to draft Kawhi Leonard. He didn't do it. He's had so many opportunities. They're not only they're a three-point shooting team that are bad at shooting three-pointers. Why in the world aren't you looking for Duncan Robinsons? It really gets in my craw that this is what you do. You scour the earth. Daryl Morey, before this COVID, would be in Europe all the time looking for players. You've got players that can actually shoot. And what you want to do is shoot. And you don't shoot well. You're one of the poorest shooting teams in the league, as a matter of fact. But you figure volume. Well, how about if you volume shoot and you actually make them? That, to me, is simple. But you don't look for shooters.
I told you, their system and their construction because of their top two players... It is very hard to find what you're looking for. No, it's not very hard to find shooters. It is hard to find shooters who can be multidimensional and also be good defenders. The way they have structured their offense, particularly the top two players, they have two, let's say, average to subpar defenders as your best players. And because of the way they want to play, you cannot throw.
But this is going before Russ even got here.
I know.
This goes back to.
Even still. But the other thing about that is, if you have James as your fulcrum, your best player, the guy everything revolves around. You can sure you can find yourself a Duncan Robinson, but how many? But the roster as a whole is not good enough.
Well, no, it's not good enough. But you put the roster together.
Yeah. But how many guys? But the roster is just not offense; it's also defense. How many good players are going to be willing to do what the PJ Tuckers do, what the Ben McLemores do? And by that, I mean wait for James to decide when it's time for you to take a shot.
Well, okay. Well, so but he got James too. So what I'm saying, okay, put Mike D'Antoni on Miami.
I don't want him.
No, you don't want him. But how good would Miami be with Mike D'Antoni as their coach?
They probably.
How good would Boston be with Mike D'Antoni as their coach?
Well, Boston's super talented.
So is Miami.
No, I'm trying to figure out because the way Miami plays is so different than what D'Antoni normally does. I don't know. I think they'd be good, but when in the playoffs, I think they would get outcoached.
Well, yeah, okay, but they would be
competitive.
They'd be a good you know what this isn't? Man, Miami just beat the Bucks.
And did it handily.
Yes. I mean, that is saying something.
Miami.
Boston and Toronto are tooth and nail. They are going back and forth.
But you look at roster construction, and this is back on Morey.
Miami
has multiple two-way players that are efficient on both ends of the floor.
But if you're an analytics genius, which is what Daryl Morey is, in baseball, you look for on-base percentage. This is what you want to do. You want to make contact. That was what Jeff Luhnow, he looked for swings and misses from pitchers, and he looked for swings and misses from hitters. The more you missed when you were a pitcher, the better. The more you made contact when you're a hitter, the better. That's what he looked for. And he put together a team that won a championship. Daryl Morey puts together a team. We believe in 3-for-2. Not if you don't make them.
And not if it's so easy for a team like the Lakers to, you know, go against their principles in terms of how they played all year long. And we're just going to go small. And put Markieff Morris in, a guy we picked up at the trade deadline practically. And we're going to F up all your things.
Everything
you do.
Everything you do.
Because we inserted a guy we didn't even really want to start. In fact, we entered game one with our traditional way of playing, and you beat us. You beat us handling. We just inserted Markieff Morris, stopped playing Dwight and JaVale, and you have no answers for
it. There's no answer. We're better at your game than you are.
Yeah, well, because you have LeBron and AD who are ridiculous.
Oh, wait, you got two superstars.
They're not well.
You've got two superstars, Dell.
Let's compare the superstars. LeBron, despite some of the finals losses, has been in the finals and been the best player on finals teams and won. James doesn't have that. LeBron has never. When's the last time LeBron didn't make a final?
Really, I'm not comparing LeBron and James.
They have.
All
better
I'm
players.
Saying is you got what you wanted. The best scorer in the history of the NBA. They suck.
They don't.
They suck.
It's a system that. It's a system that doesn't have variety. You can't. They don't do anything different. You don't find. I talked about it before. Why doesn't James get a couple easy buckets? Because he gets a quick post up, and because he's generally bigger than the guy he's guarding, just turns around and lays up. It doesn't have to be a post up. It could be a duck in and get James a couple easy layups. That never happens. He doesn't cut off the ball as much attention that as Russ brings, or at least takes away from other players. Why isn't James working off that attention, the gravity that Russ has, a couple cuts, a couple layups?
No.
That never happens.
We're not doing that. And now that's where it comes to D'Antoni. Because D'Antoni, I've heard from somebody in an organization, he dropped the P word on him. He is not in James. He does not coach James up because he can't. Because he knows if he coaches James up, he'll end up like Kevin McHale and be fired.
If your star is not willing to be coached hard and willing to adjust to things, you're screwed.
No,
and the Rockets have empowered James to be that way.
Yep.
And there's nothing D'Antoni can do because, understandably, I want to keep my job. It would have to be from Daryl Morey to say, James, listen to him.
Well, they can't.
And if he doesn't tell, well,
James has all the power in the organization.
They set the precedent. This story's been told a lot. When LeBron got to Miami and they started off 9-8 or so, he went to Riley and said, get rid of Spo. And Riley said, figure it out. When I'm not firing him, figure it out. And you know what? They didn't win the title the first year, but they went to four straight finals and won two. That should have happened the first time James said something about a coach. Daryl Morey should have said, figure it out. We're not getting rid of him. And if you never did it, you set a precedent where James can get what he wants, no matter what.
Yep. All right. If we're talking hoops, how about you get a hoops goal? How about get the best goal? And, oh, by the way, get on Twitch right now, ESPN 975 Twitch. We're going to keep the mics open, and we will We will, my friends, be talking here. And yeah, Dr. Dre. Yes, Dr. Dre. So hoops is what I'm talking about right now. Keith Tate. If you've ever dealt with Keith Tate, you know he's like the nicest guy in the world, but he also makes the best product in the world. And you, my friends, can benefit from the tempered glass backboard, the unbreakable ring, the unrustable stanchion, the second to none installation, the professionalism, all the accessories from the lights to the stenciling to the net to block the ball, everything, nothing is. And when you go to the website, you see, Dad, the kids want to dunk. They're not dunking on a 10-foot goal. Dad, they want to dunk. So all you got to do is go to ProDunkHoops.com and get them a goal that they can actually enjoy by lowering it, dunking, hanging on the rim all day. That's what the kids want to do. ProDunkHoops.com. It's the best goal. It's not even arguable. ProDunkHoops.com.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
The XFL is coming back. We're back on. I said a lot of swear words during that. Did you hear them? You can't hear it, can you? Oh. Because Dre writes the F word in this thing, and I read it. I'm like Anchorman. I have to read it. Whatever he writes.
Who are you, Ron Burgundy?
I'm Ron Burgundy. To read it? Yeah. Well, I can't help it.
Yes, you can.
If it's written there. Does Dell really dislike you and Lance? Yes. He really dislikes
us. Well, dislike is a stretch because I've said this before. I don't care enough about them to dislike them. They just happen to be people I have to deal with.
Scotch. I like scotch right in my mouth. Roughnecks. The Roughnecks are probably coming back. I think there's talk that in 2022 they won't do it this year, but they're going to do it next year, not this coming season, but the next season. I think that's
there's some money issues to get sorted out, right?
There are money issues to be sorted out, and I think it would be put together too haphazardly. It took they were doing it for well over a year. They were doing it for well over a year before they started up. But now Oliver did an unbelievable job and had the infrastructure in place. So, you know, you can walk in. Brian Michael Cooper is here at U of H. He can get it all done, and I would imagine he could get it done and start right away. But it would be awfully difficult. Now, you also got a bunch of people probably at other places that have moved on and gotten other jobs. And so they wouldn't, you know, that you'd have to start over in other places. How about them Tigers? What's your prediction on the LSU season? I'm not doing this anymore, am I?
No, you don't have to talk to them anymore. You're on the radio now.
Oh yeah. Am I friends with The Rock? No. What's my prediction on the LSU season? Probably 7-3 or, 6-4 even.
Home to Bama, at A&M, Auburn on the road, correct?
Florida, home.
Home.
Florida home or away?
I'll look it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm saying.
No, it has to be on the road. They were at home last year.
Yes. I'm saying it's not going to be as good. It's just, listen. Now, we'll see. I mean, I think they learned a lot. They did lose all the coordinators and they lost 19 players, so that's too much to come back from.
Yeah, they start off with Mike Leach in Mid-State. They're going to start off 3-0, and then we'll see what they're about because they have Vanderbilt after that out on the road, and then home to Missouri, and then go to Florida. We'll find out about what LSU is then.
Yeah, you can't expect them to come back with losing all those people.
Yeah,
and those coaches. And, I mean, listen.
Throwing the opt-outs of Chase and, Shelvin as well?
Yeah. And Joe Brady was fantastic. So, you lost that. I think that's one of your bigger losses. So, it's not going to be easy for them to And you can't expect that. Not with all those losses. Now, if they were a young team and they did all that, you say you gotta, you know, verify it. But that's not the case. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here in a hurry on what was possibly one of the worst sports days of ever.
If you're a Houston fan, yeah, because it wasn't even competitive.
No.
It wasn't like, oh, heartbreaking. That would suck still. But it wasn't like your team was playing the top team in the league in football and was like, man, we pushed them to the brink. And
no.
And in a desperate game, it was just greatness by LeBron that kept us from winning. But we were all out. No, you went out with a whimper. And then the Astros had two hits.
Yeah, the lack of energy. The lack of any drama, it was just, it couldn't have been more, nice job, Houston. Way to go. It was
a bad night.
Well, let's get Gilbert in here. He wants to talk about the Astros. He's a little disgusted, I would imagine, with his Astros. What do you say, Gilbert?
Wait till next year, anyway. Wait till wait till 26, okay?
But what about...
World champions.
They're going to... 2026 world champs?
Nope.
Well, you just said champions, 2026 champions.
26-26, that year they're going to be champions.
26-26?
Yeah, 2026.
2026.
See, I'm confused.
Yeah.
I know, we're all confused. That's okay. Well, yeah, that's going to be, that's 6 years from now, Gilbert.
Yep. Wait for that anyway. Wait till the afternoon.
Why are you so tired, Gilbert?
Been up all night anyway.
Why? What were you doing?
Watching a I don't know why.
What?
You were about to tell us what you're watching.
You should know why you were up all night. I don't know why.
I watched Made Room for Daddy on the Kelsey TV anyway. I like that show anyway.
Danny Thomas, Make Room for Daddy.
Yeah.
Was Marlo Thomas on that show?
No.
No, I know she wasn't. I know. You like Marlo Thomas?
I'm back in the 15 for you board anyway.
Did you used to watch That Girl?
No.
You didn't watch Marlo Thomas and That Girl? With Ted Bissell?
I was a little kid. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you did. With Ted Bissell.
Yeah, he died already.
Yeah, I know. What year did he die?
1996 or somewhere, anyway.
1996?
Yeah, check it out.
Well, I don't know. Ted Bissell, I'll look him up. But I'm not sure what that'll... Ted Bissell. That's the only thing he ever did, right?
Yeah, he was on Global Power anyway.
Oh, he was? He was, he died in... he's an American actor. Born, died, 1996. October 6, 1996. He was 61 years old, Gilbert.
Oh, that was pretty.
Yeah, how'd you know that? You just remembered?
I like Marlo Thomas. She's pretty. She's still pretty. Anyway.
She is still pretty. I know you like Marlo Thomas. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever call her? No.
What?
Do you ever call her?
What call her for?
Call her. You don't call Marlo Thomas? You call Wendy every day.
Anymore.
You don't? Well, that's nice.
Are you done with Wendy? Have you moved on?
Yeah. What's the matter with Wendy?
What?
What's the matter with Wendy? Why don't you call her anymore?
I don't know.
Oh. She's
busy. She's at home.
You seem like you're distracted today, Gilbert. What's the deal?
Hot outside, okay?
No. All right.
Then,
are you outside?
Are you riding your bike?
No, I'm inside, okay?
So you're distracted because it's hot outside, but you're inside?
Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
That's it. All right, Gilbert, thanks for calling.
Gilbert, hang up the phone.
That was a lackluster call from Gilbert,
Houston sports and Gilbert, lackluster.
And Gilbert, all lackluster today.
Why are you distracted? It's hot outside. What are you doing? I'm inside.
Oh, Gilbert. I can't. I just feel like you didn't bring a lot to. You know, like James 2-for-11.
It was a 2-for-11 call by Gilbert.
It was a 2-for-11 call. Goodness gracious, Gilbert, pick it up. Pick it up, please.
He did make a prediction. 2026, next Astros.
I think it was 2026 for a while.
I heard the first time, too, and then he said...
What?
Six years? Yeah.
What? What? Oh, okay. All right. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97. I want to talk about cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. You can still see Texas Chill up there, up on our screen right there. And if you're looking for, if you're on Twitch and you can see the Texas Chill brought to you by Coors Light. Texas Chill, baby. And whenever I say chill, I got to say it like that. I got to say chill. Texas Chill. And that's Coors Light. You can see the chill. You see the blue mountains. You see the wonderful. I'm telling you, listen, there's been a lot of Coors Lights going down lately. I'm telling you. And Coors Light is the official beer of Holes in One. It's the official beer of golf on the week, during the week. It's the official beer of watching lackluster play. It's the official beer of the fajita salad over at the Maris because I had a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light with it. It's the official beer of me, of my life. It can be the official beer of your life, and it can be Texas Chill as well. Whatever you're doing, you can Texas Chill with Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Del, are you a salmon eater?
I mean, I won't turn it down, but it's not consistently part of my diet.
It's a recent study says that... coronavirus can survive on chilled salmon for 8 days. Do you want to eat chilled salmon with coronavirus on it?
No. Why would I want to willingly ingest a potentially deadly disease?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
And you thought I might want to take that chance?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not a risk taker, John. Not when it comes to that.
Yeah, chilled salmon for 8 days. I don't know that that's a big... The salmon industry is probably not really happy. No. About that.
Seems like a story they would have rather not been told.
Yeah. Del, I'm going to tell you this. I don't think you want to get the coronavirus in North Korea. North Korea?
No.
Have you ever been to North Korea?
No, I've not.
Do you want to go and see Kim Jong-un?
Doesn't seem like such an inviting place.
Well,
I'm not Dennis Rodman.
I'm pretty sure it's not a great place to get COVID-19.
What happened?
Well, he's ordered that COVID-19 people who have tested positive be shot so that they don't spread the virus.
Ooh.
That seems like it's a bit of an aggressive...
It's a way to curtail the spread.
Yeah.
Tell people they're going to get shot if they get it. Would you stay in your home if they told you, hey, you get coronavirus, there's a good chance you're going to get shot?
So North Korea, there's not been one case there. I don't know if you've seen...
Well, that's what they report.
Yeah. They've issued a shoot-to-kill order to curb it case it comes.
Why would anyone get tested for it? if that's the punishment, if you do have it. No, I'm good. I don't have it. You seem a little ill. Nope. That's just a common cold.
So that seems like it seems like it's a bit aggressive approach, but it would work, right?
If
they won't spread it if they're dead.
Well, that's true. If government officials told us that we're about to head into the midst of a pandemic, and if you catch it, let's say if you catch it due to reckless behavior and we find out about it, we'll shoot you, I think this would have been over in April.
Yeah. If you get shot because you catch the coronavirus, well, Frankie'd no longer be with us.
No, but if she was told beforehand.
She'd still go
really?
Party. Oh, she'd still party. There's no question.
If Mr. Scalise gave her that information, she would still go
She'd
party.
She'd still go party.
Well, I guess you'd have one less kid. I guess.
Yeah.
In North Korea.
Yeah, that's can't. Yeah, that's why I don't want to ever live in North Korea.
No.
Well, that's one of the reasons. Apparently, there is a new anti-groping device in Japan. I think they have I think there's a groping issue in Japan. I always got the impression that they were very polite people, but apparently not. There's an anti-groping device. It allows the victim to mark their attacker with a small hand-shaped stamp that is imprinted using invisible ink.
I wouldn't know this firsthand because I've never been in Japan, but I've read those stories that women who get on public transportation are really susceptible, not because of clearly anything they've done, just but because men will grope them. And it's not something, at least the Japanese are hiding from, because one of their largest categories on what you might find on Pornhub is that particular thing.
Really? Groping on a public train?
And then it turns into...
into what, stuff.
Yeah. So it's a thing over there.
Well, maybe they think... Look, they make movies about it. If I do it, maybe I'll get...
What do you think came first? The movies or the real life stuff that the movies were based off of?
Probably the real life stuff. Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think the movies probably led to a lot of real life groping.
It might be a circle.
Yeah.
The real life stuff led to the movies, and the movies led to
more
prominence.
Right.
But we don't know. We don't live in Japan.
So they apparently, within a half an hour of being released, all 500 sold out.
Yeah, I would imagine. So if you ever have read a story from an American woman who lived over there, now it doesn't happen to everyone. I'm not saying it's an epidemic over there, but I've seen those stories where they tell about that. They tell stories about that. And I'm pretty sure it happens in New York subways too, to be honest with you.
Police reported 1,750 cases of groping or molestation in 2017, with more than 70% occurring on trains or in train stations.
Yeah.
Totally. Wow.
And I think what happens over,
seems like a lot.
When what happens over here is some dude will just pull it out and say, look, that happens here in like a New York subway.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently they had an unemployment program in Oklahoma. Unfortunately, it was ended. It was shut down before anybody made it in any money whatsoever. Their extra unemployment benefits came to an end before anybody got paid. So that didn't really work out. That was not a great plan.
That's bad criming.
Yeah.
You better step the game up.
Amazon picked up Joe Exotic, the Tiger King. Guess who's playing Joe Exotic?
Who?
Nicolas Cage.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it. The problem is Nicolas Cage hasn't been in a good production in quite a while. So do we know who else is going to be in it that may let Lynn? Because Kate McKinnon's doing is she in that too, or is she doing a series? Isn't she in a Tiger King thing too? Playing Carol? I thought she was in something too.
Who?
Kate McKinnon?
No. Who's she playing?
Was she playing Carol Baskin?
I don't know who this Carol Baskin is. Oh, that bitch Carol Baskin?
I don't call her that. You do. You've turned that into her actual name.
That is her name. Okay, I'm sorry.
According to Joe.
Sure, I didn't know about her before Joe.
Well, Kate.
So if Joe gonna call her bitch Carol Baskin, I'm gonna call her.
Yeah, Kate McKinnon will play animal rights activist Carol Baskin, not TB Carol Baskin, in the upcoming TV series. So there's gonna be a movie and a TV series.
A movie and a TV series. Can't get enough of Joe. I mean, nothing can. I mean, what are you gonna do that the real documentary didn't do?
How can you make it more dramatic?
No, it isn't.
And play it up more.
It's too unbelievable if it's a movie.
Yeah.
If it's a documentary, I can believe it.
Yeah. I see Nicolas Cage. Yeah. He'll fit right in as Joe Exotic. I don't think I care to watch it. I've seen it already. It felt like a movie.
Yes.
You had a murder mystery, you had murder for hire plots, you had apparently two guys who weren't gay but pretended to be gay for the benefits of being around Joe. I don't need that to be a TV show or a movie.
Does Nicolas Cage have to make out with all the guys and do all that stuff? See, I don't want to be an actor. I'm just passing. I'm going to pass on being Joe.
You know you can be an actor and pass on those. You don't have to take Nicolas Cage has fallen on hard times as far as his career. But Nicolas Cage doesn't have to play a role that he doesn't want to play.
Yeah. I don't know.
You ever see Tom Cruise make out with the guy?
No.
So you don't have. You can be an actor and not do that.
Yeah, but you got to be really short if you're going to be Tom Cruise. I'm not doing that.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can be a character actor. You can always be the guy go,
hey.
You can always
be what are you doing?
You can always be that guy. And those guys never make out with dudes. You'd be okay doing that.
Never.
You'd be quite all right.
All right, 10:56.
What they do say, they make comments about guys.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not very political.
Half
right?
Yeah, and stuff.
And I'm done. I didn't even want to say what I was going to say.
I want to talk about HR and Pete. You know what? You almost got me with the HR department here.
Who's going to tell on you?
HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net. No matter what it is that you are, your business, listen, they take care of everything. Love them. We love them here. Our SBA loan, our PPP, all our unemployment claims, all of the Affordable Care Act. You know, the tax season was extended, so you had so much more to do. There was so much, so difficult, so complex. And yet the Affordable Care Act, if you did not follow it, guess what? You are still going to be fined. Well, not us, because we've got experts. They are experts in the field. And if you've got any questions, they say, give them a call and they'll help you out. Listen, your business needs HR&P. If you've got more than 15 employees and you're doing your own payroll and doing all the other stuff that goes along with it, or if you've got a payroll company that you're just not completely satisfied with, if they haven't been helping you through all of this, go with ours. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.